This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly a decade after the Gold King mine spill near Silverton, some residents and businesses still haven't received compensation. CPR's Haley May reports that a new bill from Colorado senators could change that.
The spill's fallout was devastating for tourism and farming in southern Colorado and beyond. 3 million gallons of acidic waste polluted major watersheds, requiring years of cleanup work. The bill Senators Hickenlooper and Bennett introduced Wednesday would let the EPA make additional payouts for injury, lost business income, crops, and expenses tied to livestock. Matt Salka is the chair for the La Plata County Board of Commissioners.
We took a huge hit here in the county when we were not able to use our fishing industry, our rafting industry. So this will really benefit a lot of those businesses that have been impacted.
Salka is hopeful the bill will be signed ahead of the spill's 10th anniversary next August. Haley May, CPR News.
The Pentagon is announcing more than $16 million in infrastructure grants for projects at Colorado Springs military installations. Close to $11 million will go toward updating the north entrance gate at Peterson Space Force Base. A little more than $5 million will help remove several miles of overhead power lines on the Air Force Academy campus. Placing new power lines underground will help make the Academy's power supply more reliable. A man from Colorado Springs is sentenced to 7 months in prison for breaching the Capitol during the January 6th insurrection. Tyler Etheridge recorded video on his phone from inside the Capitol Rotunda. The FBI arrested Etheridge in July of 2022. This is CPR News.